From the Massachusetts State House to San Francisco City Hall, gay marriage dominated attention this past week. When San Francisco started granting marriage licenses to same-sex couples, hundreds of gays and lesbians responded, many marking this Valentine's weekend with City Hall wedding celebrations. Deborah Schifrin reports.
Thursday morning at 11:30, Janice Wells and Tony Broaddus were as surprised as anyone to find themselves at City Hall about to be married. Wells says she hardly knew what to feel.
Really excited and nervous and amazed, and it's a really wonderful personal moment and a really wonderful historical moment.
As word of the ceremonies spread, hundreds of other couples began showing up, forming a long line that snaked through the marble passages of City Hall. The suddenness of the weddings meant most people on Thursday and Friday were wearing their work clothes, slacks, and casual sweaters. The time crunch also caused some creative preparations, makeshift flower bouquets, and disposable cameras from Walgreens. Waiting for her turn, Helene Wenzel showed off a glass ring she got from her partner, Abby Zimberg.
She told me she was going to replace it with the real thing as soon as this is over.
Oh, I did not.
It was very special. She came home and said, "Do you want to get married?" and brought me a ring, and this morning woke up and singing, "I'm getting married in the morning."
From Margot McShane and Alexandra DiMario's nuptials, the two witnesses were a couple that had just been married ahead of them. The guests? 20 reporters. City Assessor Mabel Tang performed the ceremony.
Do you, Alexandra, take Margot to be your spouse for life?
I do.
Repeat after me. With this ring.
With this ring.
I thee wed.
I thee wed.
To celebrate the occasion, the city recorder brought out plastic water cups filled with champagne. Outside the courthouse, a Muslim group was alone in protesting the ceremonies. Mohammed Al-Labadidi says he fears for America.
If we have same-sex marriages, how are we going to have kids? How our humanity is going to continue? This is a limitation to the continuity of humanity. This is a sign of the Day of Judgment, the last days.
The wedding ceremonies will continue through at least Monday. Because of the federal holiday, no legal challenges could take effect until Tuesday. If the last few days are any indication, the courthouse will remain crowded. But couples like Richard Daniel and William Wagenblast aren't deterred by the long wait in line.
Oh, who cares?
We've been waiting years.
For NPR News, I'm Deborah Schifrin in San Francisco.